Good morning to you, and it's a privilege for me to be back in your midst again today.
早上好，我非常荣幸啊，再一次回到大家中间。
I can't think of a better time than to talk to you about the Lord.
啊，就是我找不到更好的机会来给你传扬神的话。
Because he is so amazing and so astounding that we cannot help but pass it on to others.
因为他是这样的奇妙，所以我们都忍不住要分享。
And this morning I want to speak to you from chapter 4 of Ephesians, verse 32.
那我今天想给你分享的就是以弗所书的第四章 ,chapter 4.
Chapter 4.
第四章。
And verse
32. 32节。以弗所书第四章32节。
And it says, be kind and loving to one another.
那这里说呢，我们要恩慈相待。
And forgive one another.
要彼此的饶恕。
As God has forgiven you in Christ.
就像神在基督里饶恕了我们一样。
Be kind and loving to one another is maybe much easier for us to do.
那我们呢，彼此恩慈相待呢，可能更容易做一些。
And we can fake it sometimes too, and people don't really know if we're kind or if we're loving.
那有时候我们也甚至可以假装的，好像恩慈相待，可能别人也看不出来。
But the third point, you cannot fake.
可是第三点呢，你是没有办法假装的。
I had the privilege this past August to have the wedding ceremony for one of my granddaughters.
那去年八月份呢，我参加了一个我孙女的一个婚礼。
And I decided I should use this passage for them as well.
那我当时就觉得我需要把这个经文也分享给他们。
It was obvious that they were kind and loving to one another, or they would not be standing in front of me.
那当然，他们彼此呢是彼此恩慈相待，要不然他们也不会站在我面前。
But the third point about forgiving is something that was going to be coming later on in their life.
但是呢，这第三点呢，彼此饶恕呢，他在他们生命中的一段旅程之后呢，一定会面对的。
And I can assure you, it comes and it comes to all of us.
那呢，我也向你们保证，这个事情呢，也会发生在每个人的身上。
Because we do not live in a perfect world.
因为我们住在的这个地方呢，不是一个完美的世界。
And we ourselves are sinners.
我们自己呢，也都是罪人。
And so things are not going to always go as well as we would like them to go.
所以呢，很多事情呢，都不是按照我们的预期所要发展的。
And especially when we marry somebody from a different home.
特别是我们结婚的时候呢，我们是跟一个就是从另外一个原生家庭长大的一个人结婚。
And when we have a relationship with somebody else, it's because they come from a different place.
那我们跟其他人有这个建立这个关系呢，也是因为他们都是从不同的环境出来的。
And there will always be differences of opinion.
那我们总是会有不同的意见。
And I'm sure that each of you have experienced that whether you're married or whether you aren't married.
那不管你是否结婚还是没有结婚，你都会遇到同样的事情。
But he says, be kind and loving to one another.
但这里讲到我们要恩慈的相待。
All of us have been hurt in our life, someplace, somewhere.
那呢，不管是我们生命某一个阶段呢，都曾经会被别人伤过。
It's something that we can't get away from. We're going to get hurt.
那这个是我们逃不开的。
What is our response when we get hurt?
那我们受伤的时候，我们的反应应该是怎样的呢？
We want to get even.
哦，我们就想就是以牙还牙吗？
Simply because we want them to experience the hurt that we have experienced.
因为我们想让对方也尝受一下我们当时的那种痛苦。
And we would hope that they would never hurt us again.
那我们也希望别人呢，也再也不要伤害我们。
But you can expect that you are going to get hurt.
但是呢，你必须要知道，你都可能会受到伤害的。
Either by some of the words that someone said to you.
就是不管是别人说的一些话呢，伤害了你。
Or maybe somebody gave you a dirty deal.
或者是别人就是在欺骗了你，就是一些在生意场上欺骗了你。
Or they maybe misrepresented something and told you something totally different.
或者是他们表达错误，告诉你一些就是不一样的信息。
But we can be rest assured that there are going to be differences of opinions in our relationship.
但是呢，这是一定会的，在我们的人际关系中一定会有不一样的就是意见。
Canada and the United States of America have some of the highest divorce rates in the world.
那呢，加拿大跟美国呢，在世界上有就是最高的这个离婚的率。
Why does that happen? Simply because we are human beings that are sinners and don't know how to forgive.
那为什么呢？就是因为我们只是人，然后我们也不知道怎么样彼此来饶恕。
But if we have the Lord, we have something that is so powerful in our relationship.
那当我们有主了以后呢，我们在这个人际关系里边呢，我们就有一个就是一个强大的力量。
Jesus was talking with a group of his disciples one day, and Peter said to Jesus, "How many times should we forgive? 7 times?"
那有一次呢，就是彼得问耶稣说：“我们要悔改我们要饶恕多少次呢？七次够吗？”
I suppose if we have done that to our spouse, we've said it 7 times. How many more times do we have to say it?
那如果我们跟我们的配偶说了七次，你觉得我们还会要多说几次呢？
And remember what Jesus said to Peter. He said, "Not 7 times, 70 times 7."
那耶稣的回答是什么？不是七次，是70乘以七次。
If you do your mathematics, you know how much that is. That's 490 times.
那你数学好一点的话，我们都知道是490次哈。
You know you're to forgive almost 500 times.
就你要想想看，你要饶恕至少差不多500次。
What's he telling us? He's telling us here that you never stop forgiving.
那他在说什么呢？就是我们永远都不能停止这个饶恕这件事情。
Because I don't think there's a person here that can keep track up to 490 times.
因为我们大家这里的人估计都不一次次写下490次吧。
You'll lose count, so you just may as well just keep on forgiving.
一般都数不过来，干脆就不停的饶恕吧。
But we always still within our sinful hearts want to get even.
但是呢，我们因为是罪人，所以我们都想就是好像以牙还牙。
You see what happens when we get hurt?
那我们受伤的时候，我们会怎么样呢？
If we don't deal with that hurt can turn to hatred.
那如果我们不就是来处理这个受伤呢？这个受伤可能会变成一种仇恨。
And that hatred will turn to bitterness.
那这个仇恨会变成苦毒。
And if you've ever met a bitter person, you don't want to be in their company.
如果你遇到一个苦毒的人呢，你就是不想跟他在一起。
I recall in my ministry where I had a couple that were having some difficulties in their relationship.
那我记得在我的服事当中呢，有一对夫妻呢，他们就是婚姻比较困难。
The husband was unaware that there was a problem because he was so busy in his job that he forgot to look after the needs of his wife.
那呢，这个丈夫并没有觉得他有任何问题，因为呢，他在他的工作岗位呢非常的繁忙，他已经忘记了他这个妻子的需要。
And sometimes I think the devil gives us great success in our job just so that he can tear the relationship apart.
有时候呢，我觉得仇敌呢就是故意让你们在事业上特别成功，以至于你忘记了你配偶的需要。
And because he wasn't meeting his wife's needs, she began to look at somebody else.
那因为呢，这个太太的需要没有被满足呢，这个太太呢就开始看向别的人。
And started a brief relationship with another man.
那就跟另外一个男士呢，就是有一个短暂的一个关系。
And when the husband found out about it, he was terribly upset about it.
那这个先生发现了以后呢，非常的生气。
And I was able to say to the husband, "But you're part of the problem."
那我就跟这个先生说呢，我就跟这个先生说呢，其实你就是这个问题的一个关键，一个问题，你就是问题的一部分。
He had forgotten about his wife's needs as he was so busy and excited in seeing his company grow.
因为呢，他当时就是一直在关注他的生意，他的公司的那个扩展，所以他忘记了他太太的需要。
And so he had to come to her and he said, "I forgive you."
那呢，他就是到这个太太的面前就说啊，我原谅了你。
You have no idea what that did to the relationship.
但是你不知道这个他的这个道歉，这个饶恕呢，就是使这个关系有多大的改变。
It strengthened it stronger than it was before.
那呢，这个饶恕呢，使至于这个关系呢，比原来更加的坚固。
And now that he was aware of what he really needed to do, he focused also on his wife as well as his business.
那他现在知道怎么做了以后呢？他就是花更多的时间在他的这个太太身上。
But the Bible says, you know, we can gain the whole world and lose our own soul.
但是圣经上说了，如果人赚了全世界，却失去了自己生命，有什么意义呢？
So if we're not focused on the right things, we'll go in the wrong direction.
如果我们的关注点不在对的身上的话呢，我们的就是走向的也是一个破碎灭亡。
And this is why we find in this passage it says, "Be kind and loving to one another."
所以呢，在这个经文上讲的，我们要彼此恩慈相待。
And forgive one another as God has forgiven you in Christ.
那呢，也要彼此的饶恕，像耶稣基督饶恕了你一样。
How much has God forgiven us?
那神饶恕我们多少次呢？
He sent His Son into the world to be nailed to a wooden cross and to die there.
那呢，他差派他自己的亲生儿子，就是钉死在十字架上，为我们死。
To pay for our sins and all the wrong that we have done.
就是为了我们做的一切的坏事，这些罪来钉死，付上代价。
We have a wonderful story in the book of Matthew about a king and his subjects.
那呢，在这个马太福音里边有讲到一个王，还有他的这个对头。
There was a man who owed the king $10 million.
那呢，有一个人呢，欠了这个王呢，就是10万块，1000万。
And so the king called on this person and said, "You owe me $10 million. It's time to pay up."
那呢，这个王就说，哦，你欠了一千万，你现在要还了。
And the man said, "I'm not able to pay up." And so the king said, "We will sell you, your wife, and your children."
那这个人说，哦，我还不起这个债。那个王就说呢，那我们就把你还有你的妻子、你的孩子都卖了抵债。
In order that you can pay for part of the loan.
哎呀，以至于你可以呢，就是还清一部分的钱。
And the man begged him and said, "Give me some time. I will pay you all that I owe you."
那这个人说呢，哦，给我一些时间，我会把所有的都给你还清。
I don't know how he thought he could ever pay all of that. That would be still, if he had more time, never able to pay it all.
我也不知道他为什么觉得他自己有这个能力去付清，即使他有更多的时间，他也付不清这个钱。
And so the king had mercy upon him.
那这个王呢，就对他产了这个怜悯之心。
And he said, "I will forgive you your debt that you owe."
那这个王就对他说呢，那呢，你的债就全免了。
That's an enormous debt.
那是一个很大的一个债务。
And then this same man went out and he found another man who owed him only $2,000.
那这个人呢，回去了以后呢，就是找到一个欠了他2000块钱的人。
And he grabbed him by the neck and he shook him and he said, "You need to pay that."
然后他就抓着这个人的脖子说，哎，你要还清这笔债。
And the man said, "Give me some time and I will pay all that I owe you."
那个人就说，那你给我一些时间，我会把这个钱呢都还清。
And the man wouldn't. He said, "We'll throw you in jail." How is he going to pay if he's in jail?
那这个人说，不行，我要把你放到监狱里去。这个人在监狱怎么还清他的债呢？
He did not have mercy on this man.
那这个人对那个人没有怜悯。
The friends of this man went and told the king what this man had done.
那这个人的朋友呢，就去跟这个王汇报，就说，哎，这个人做了这个事情。
And the king called him before him and said, "I forgave you. Why you couldn't forgive the other person?"
那这个王就说呢，我都已经赦免了你这个债务呢，你为什么不能赦免别人呢？
And so the scriptures tell us that he threw him in prison where he would get tortured.
那呢，在圣经里说呢，这个王呢，把他放到就是这个监狱里呢，就是受尽折磨。
He's telling us that we have a God that really wants to forgive.
那这个经文告诉我们呢，我们真的是有一位王呢，是愿意来赦免我们的。
When you have someone that comes into this world and is nailed to a cross and dies there for us, can you think of anything greater than that?
你想想看，他有一个王呢，愿意把自己舍下，钉在十字架上，还有什么比这个更大的呢？
Greater love has no one seen than that kind of love.
那这样子的爱呢，是没有人能够就是
And the beautiful thing is.That you and I have that available to us.
那最美好的就是呢，这个爱呢，我们所有人都可以来拥有。
And it doesn't cost us thousands of dollars as these owed the man. It's free for us.
而且这种爱呢，不用我们花一分钱，这个都是白白的、免费的给我们。
What an incredible gift God has given to us.
那神给我们这样的礼物是何等的奇妙呢？
Not only that we can forgive one another, but that we can have peace within our hearts and minds.
不仅仅是我们可以去饶恕别人，我们也可以有这个心里这种平安跟喜乐。
And not only that, but He gives us eternal life.
不仅仅是这样，他还把永生赐给了我们。
Can you imagine how long that is, eternal life?
你想想看，这个永生的生命是多长的呢？
After I die, that's going to be forever and ever and ever.
那我肉身死去以后，我还有一直有这样的生命，永远都在那。
My wife is already there, and I look forward to that. I will meet her again.
那我的太太呢，已经先在我前面走了一步。那我呢，就是非常的盼望可以再见到她。
Of course, I've met some couples. They're not sure they want to meet each other again.
当然，我也看到一些夫妻呢，不一定想在天堂相遇哈。
And so, what I need, I know what I need to do. I need to tell them about Jesus first of all, because He's the only one that can weld that back together.
那我遇到这样的人呢，我就会跟他们讲关于耶稣，因为只有耶稣呢，可以把我们呢聚集在一起。
We have an astounding and mighty God.
那我们有一个奇妙的、有能力的主。
You know, the children of Israel, sometimes they would forget of all the mighty deeds that God had done for them.
那以色列的子民呢，就是常常会忘记神在他们身上所做的功。
And sometimes maybe we forget of all the mighty things He's done in our lives as well.
那有的时候呢，我们也忘记神在我们生命里做的功。
I've had the most blessed ministry I suppose a person could possibly have.
那呢，我觉得呢，我拥有一个就是我最非常蒙福的一个事工。
I did not want to go into the ministry at all.
那我一开始是不想就是服事的。
When I graduated from high school, I wanted to farm with my dad in Saskatchewan.
那我就是高中毕业以后呢，我只想呢就是回家跟我的爸爸呢一起经营一个农场。
But he wanted me to go into the ministry.
可是呢，他却想让我就是服事。
My dad was a praying man.
那我爸爸呢，是一个祷告的人。
And not only that, his sister, who was my sponsor at my baptism, also prayed.
那呢，他的姐姐呢，也是就是来支持我，就是神学的这个人呢，他也是一个祷告的人。
And when those two prayed.I didn't have a chance.
那这两个人祷告的时候呢，我就逃不走了。
There's power in prayer.
那祷告是大有能力的。
I didn't like school.
那我不喜欢上学。
You see, grade two, I failed grade two.
我只要二年级，我都可以就不及格。
Somebody said to me, "How in the world do you fail grade two?" I said, "I don't know, but I accomplished it."
那有人说，怎么有人还会二年级不及格呢？他说，我也不知道呀，我就做到了呀。
My sister was a year younger than me, and so she caught up to me in grade two.
那我的妹妹呢，比我小一年，所以到二年级之后，她就跟我一起又读了二年级。
And so the two of us went through.Into high school in a country school, where you just had one teacher for grade 1 to 4, and then 5 to 8, and another teacher for high school.
那我当时就是跟我的妹妹就一起读书。那以前是在乡下的一个学校，就是几个年级就一个老师，比如说1到3一个老师，4到5一个老师这样子。
So how is the teacher going to spend some time with individuals?
那这因为只有一个老师，那老师怎么能够花时间在每个孩子身上呢？
So school wasn't one of my favorite things to do.
所以呢，我不是很喜欢上学。
But when I got into high school, I kind of liked it, and I graduated from high school. But my sister didn't have enough courses and never did graduate.
那我的高中的以后呢，我反倒还挺喜欢上学。后来我就高中毕业了。我的妹妹呢，因为没有足够的就是 credit， 没有毕业。
She left home and found a job, and that was good enough.
那她就是离开了家，也找到一个工作，也挺好的。
But you see, throughout all my... I made a deal with my dad, okay? I wanted to farm. I said, you cannot sell the farm then, because I'm coming home. I'm not going to graduate.
那我就跟我爸爸呢有一个就是一个商量哈，我就说你不可以把这个农场卖了，因为我还要回来种地的。
And so my dad immediately agreed with me. I won't sell the farm, and I knew he couldn't handle it. That's why I thought...He'd invite me to come back home.
那呢，我爸爸就同意了，他就是不卖这个地。但是我知道呢，他一个人种地呢是不行，他需要我，所以我就一直想着我要回去帮他种地。
But I told you my dad was a praying man, and it took 9 years for me to graduate finally into the ministry, and for 9 years he and his sister prayed.
那呢，就是我再说一次，就是我爸爸是个祷告的人，所以呢，有9年时间我在读神学，他就9年跟他的妹妹一起为我祷告，还是姐姐或者妹妹。
And since that time, I've been in various parts of the world and had a most glorious time telling people about the greatest person that has ever lived on this earth.
那当时这9年呢，我就是有机会去世界各地呢，就是跟大家分享，就是这个世界上最美好的这个跟这个神的关系。
And I know that's the reason that we are gathered here today too, so that we can not only worship, but that we can pray for the kingdom to be spread throughout the world.
那呢，我们今天聚集在一起呢，也是一样，不仅仅只是敬拜赞美神，更是就是我们要祷告，把我们的这个福音呢宣扬出去。
All we need to do is to look at the awesome God that we have and what He's done in our life and in the lives of those around us.
那我们要定睛的就是这个我们这个美好的神，包括他在我们生命和别人生命上所做的工。
Of course, in your ministry, you're often called on different situations, and in this family, the husband had cancer.
那当然我们在不同服事上呢就是有不同的工作那在、有一个家庭呢他的这个丈夫呢得了癌症
And he said And the doctor told him that Only 15% will live beyond 5 years
那这个医生说呢大概有50%的人呢可以就是得这个病以后活得超过5年
He went home very discouraged and shared what he called the awful news with his family
那呢，他回去以后呢，就把这个非常糟糕的消息呢，告诉了他的家人。
And so, what do you do in a situation like that?
那如果在这样的环境下，你该怎么办呢？
The doctor's direction was not very good.
那呢，这个医生的就是讲法呢，好像不是特别好哈。
But as he came to us, we have an awesome God.
可是呢，我们来到神的面前呢，我们是有一个伟大奇妙神。
I said, let's pray, and after some years, we kept praying.
那呢，我们就说，我就说，我们要一起来祷告。那过了几年以后呢，我们还在继续祷告。
And after some time, after a number of years, he began to feel okay.
那呢，过了好多年呢，哎，他好像觉得自己身体好了。
I said to him, why don't you go to see your doctor and check you out, see what's...happening.
那我就跟他说，那你回到你的医生那看看到底现在这个情况到底是怎么样呢？
And he went through all the tests and they said there's something wrong. You don't have cancer.
那回去以后呢，那个医生说，哎，好像我们那个诊断有点问题啊，你现在已经没有疾病了，没有这个癌症了。
And the doctor who said he had cancer before said,We obviously made a mistake years ago.
那这个诊断他有癌症的这个医生说呢啊，大概是多年前我们做了一个错误的诊断。
He was not a praying man.
他并不是一个祷告的人。
And so he didn't understand why this man didn't have cancer anymore.
那所以呢，这个医生也不能理解为什么这个人现在没有癌症了。
Because they still had the pictures they had taken before on all these X-rays that there's something drastically wrong.
因为呢，他们还有留下当时的那些 X 光片呢，看到就是他们当时这个人真的身上是有癌症的。
And that's why I say we have an awesome God. And as we look at all the things that He has done, not only in Scripture, in taking the children through the wilderness and finally into the promised land, but He is still with us and doing miracles today.
Amen. 所以呢，我们现在有这个奇妙神呢，不仅仅只是在这个圣经里讲的带领，就是以色列人出埃及，就是进旷野出埃及的神，而是呢，在我们身上仍然做工的这位神。
I have seen relationships which had been so torn apart being united again.
那我有看到很多呢，人际关系是完全的破裂的，但是呢又可以重新合一的这样子的例子。
And what was so exciting about those relationships? It was the children in those couples that now were back together with a family.
那特别是这些例子中，特别是那些当时受伤害的孩子呢，就是因为父母的合一呢，他们又可以又在一起。
Just to watch the joy of those children was something to behold, and it was so worth the time of spending it with those families.
那我看到这些孩子的这些喜乐呢，我就觉得我花的一切的时间都是值得。
Yes, we live in a world of sin.
是的，我们在一个罪恶的时代生活着。
But we have a God who sent us His Son Jesus Christ into that world of sin.
但是呢，我们有一个神呢，是愿意差派他的儿子呢，进到这个罪恶的世界。
And so that we can be forgiven and strengthened and empowered to do what He wants us to do on this earth.
以至于呢，使我们可以来赦免，可以就是能够给我们能力来做神要我们做的事情。
When I started, I said to you that all of us are going to get hurt in our life.
那我一开始说呢，就是我们在世上呢，一定会有某一个程度上会受伤。
The problem with forgiveness is that people focus on the hurt.
那呢，在这个饶恕这个关系里呢，问题就是在于我们人呢，注重在我们受伤这一点。
And what they need to do is focus on the Lord.
可是呢，我们更应该注重的乃是把我们的焦点放在主身上。
And when we focus on the Lord, especially at this time of the season, and see His suffering and death that He went through for us, is absolutely amazing.
当我们定睛在主身上呢，看到他为我们受苦，为我们经历的这一切呢，你会发现，就是这一切都是这么的美好。
I cannot comprehend how a person would go through that kind of being nailed to the cross and finally die, and all the pain and suffering.For us.
那因为我没有办法用我的人的理解来想象，就是神钉在十字架上，就是他的肉体经历这样的痛苦来为我们的罪。
But because we celebrate each year something called Easter at the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那每一年呢，我们呢都会就是庆祝这个复活节，就是耶稣的复活。
And because He rose, so shall we.
因为呢，他重新复活了，所以我们也要重新复活。
And where will we go to eternal life with Him?
我们要跟他一起走向这个永生的生命。
And oh, I know so many who still have rejected Him.
可是呢，还是有很多人呢拒绝了他。
And we will not be part of that eternal family.
他们就不能够成为这个永生家庭的这一部分。
And so I can say to you today, if you can forgive,
所以呢，我今天跟你说，如果你能饶恕，
you will experience a power in your relationship with whoever it is that you have never ever had before.
那你就能够在你的人际关系中呢，能够有一个就是从未有过的力量。
Because it's Jesus and the power of His Spirit that restores you.
因为呢，这是耶稣以及他那个有能那个能力的圣灵来帮助你，来恢复你。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you so much that you have given us this wonderful word to not only love, but to forgive.
耶稣基督，我们感谢你给我们这样的话语，不仅仅呢，只是彼此相爱、存怜悯的心。
Lord, when there's a problem, help us to focus on you. and not on the problem.
当一个问题发生的时候，主啊，帮助我们能够定睛在你身上，而不是定睛在这个问题身上。
And may we be able to trust you by the power of the Holy Spirit that we will be healed and changed.
我们也相信圣灵的能力，以至于我们可以能够得医治，能够得改变。
Not only for that moment, but that you will walk with us and beside us wherever we go.
不仅仅只是在那个时段，而是呢，在我们人生道路里面，你一直在我们旁边，与我们一起。
All that until that time comes when you are going to take us home for all eternity.
直到那日你把我们接去进入永生的时候。
Father, we pray this all in your precious Son's name.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵儿子的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.